Boulder County residents planning to rebuild homes lost in the Kelwood and Marshall fires will be eligible for a $3,500 tax rebate. The Board of County Commissioners approved this measure Tuesday. To qualify for the rebate, property owners must file building permits by October 31st of 2023 for the Kelwood Fire and December 31st of 2024 for the Marshall Fire impacted properties. The county stated in a press release that the rebate will cover all or most of the county's use tax for the majority of the affected residents. Boulder County Commissioners also decided at Wednesday's meeting to postpone a vote extending mining permits for Cemex, a cement manufacturing company with a mining site near Lyons. After more than 7 hours of discussion and public comment, the commissioners delayed the vote, which was originally scheduled for the meeting earlier this summer, until the county's September 29th meeting. The return to school can mean more access to mental health, medical, and dental care services for kids. Federally qualified health worker centers serve more than 1 in 7 Coloradans, regardless of their ability to pay, and most operate health centers at Colorado's K-12 schools. Eric Galatas has more.
With school now back in session, many Colorado kids are accessing medical, behavioral, and dental care through school-based health centers, fully functioning clinics offering services just steps from the classroom. Kendra Nagy directs Mountain Family Health Center's 5 school-based clinics. She says the beginning of each school year brings a spike in pediatric care.
We do a lot of well-child visits, so just those annual periodic visits to check in to see how everybody's doing, check on growth and development, and with older patients doing physical.
School-based care is especially important as kids in Colorado and across the U.S. struggle with pandemic-related mental health challenges. Nagy says Mountain Family's integrated team approach to health and wellness, which prioritizes mental health equally alongside medical and dental care, gives students access to top-notch services. Clinicians can also offer specialist referrals as needed. I'm Eric Galatas.
Amtrak announced that it would temporarily suspend most long-distance routes nationwide ahead of a possible rail strike on Friday. The suspended routes include California Zephyr and the Southwest Chief. Railway maintenance workers have been fighting for years to negotiate a new contract for higher hourly wages and paid time off. They say that it needs time to address medical needs without fear of being disciplined. The Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen said in a statement, "This abuse and punitive attendance policy is breaking apart families and causing locomotive engineers and other railroaders to come to work dangerously fatigued." The Denver Mayor Michael Hancock is requesting a record budget for its final year in office. The $1.6 billion proposal represents a 12% increase from last year. Hancock identified 4 spending priorities: affordable housing and homelessness, mental health and community support, public safety, and a plan to revitalize downtown. The city expects more funding from the American Rescue Plan and other organizations to tackle Hancock's critical issues. The city council will review Hancock's proposal later this month with a final vote in November. An explosion in an apartment building in East Alameda Avenue in Aurora on Saturday morning forced many residents in the complex to evacuate. According to the CBS story, on Monday, most residents expected to return home once utility services were turned back on. Only 5 families thought they had lost their homes. In the latest update from 9 News, Parkside Collective informed its residents that the building recovery will actually take several months and residents will not be able to live there at this time. The email also mentions that residents will not have to pay rent as of September 10th. Residents remain unsure as to when they may be able to collect their belongings. The cause of the explosion remains unknown. Aurora Fire continues to look into the explosion. Interstate 70 reopened on Wednesday night after the National Weather Service issued a flash flood warning for the Grizzly Creek fire scar. The warning prompted closures for both directions. According to the National Weather Service, the rounds of rain affected parts of Eagle County and Garfield counties. The forecast for today shows a high of 78 and a low of 52. The National Weather Service expects scattered thunderstorms and showers will develop in late morning hours. These storms could produce wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour and a brief heavy rainfall. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.